The Creole House. The main house on the plantation is organized around a central core built during the second half of the 18th century. Around 1842 and then in 1887, the house was extended and modified several times before reaching its current size. As the fortunes and size of the successive owners' families changed, galleries and an upper floor were gradually added. Built from wood on stone foundations, its facades are covered with wallaber wood, which protects the walls from rain and sun. The scale tiles on the roofs are characteristic of production from potteries in Martinique. The facade opens onto a shady terrace, sheltered from the prevailing winds and from the noise of the distillery, and onto a courtyard around which the outbuildings are set. This house was inhabited for a century between 1887 and 1986 by the Clermont family. Since 1988, it has been open to the public to enable people to discover Creole architecture and a way of life. A remarkable witness to traditional rural domestic architecture in Martinique, it has been classified as a historic monument by the Ministry of Culture since 1996. The house has been the subject of three restoration campaigns since the end of the 80s, the largest in 2002 and 2003 resulted in a better understanding of the history of the 18th century building thanks to a study of the foundations and the wooden structure that was laid bare. Old decorative items were also discovered, which have now been restored.